I know we hear this often, right? The greatest gift leaders are given is constructive or redirective feedback. Until it's given to you, right? It's painful. Like you walk away licking your wounds when I get defensive. You know, I want 5 stars. I want somebody to go, you were amazing. I got so much out of the information and your content. You could tell you did so much research on that topic. But as soon as someone says, I didn't like it because you kept spitting on the camera or whatever it is, you know, you're like, oh, that wasn't good feedback. But that is what grows us, right? A significant way to develop our skills is usually by feedback. So I want to challenge you, ask for feedback and get in the habit of asking for it daily. I know we don't have time for it, and maybe you're not ready to get that feedback. So start once again with your 5-year-old. Hey, am I being a good mom here? Whatever. Start with your spouse, start with whoever. But that one thing, what can I do differently? And it might be as simple as asking a patient, hey, what's one thing I could do differently here to be your caretaker? What's one thing I can do differently to have this meeting be better? Just one, because that way people can, believe me, they know the one. And we don't ask this question because we don't want to know the one. But yes, Wendy, that's so true, the 360 evals. But this is like a daily thing. Like, get in the habit. The reason why people are touchy and we can't tell people stuff is because we don't operate in a culture of candidness. We don't operate where we're feeling comfortable getting that feedback. And if you're asking me all the time, then guess what? I'm creating a conversation that changes the culture. So I want that feedback, and ask them. The best one I like is, if you were me, what's one thing you would do differently? If you were the president of this organization, what would you do? Because it makes a safe place to fill in those gaps. Okay, so ask for that feedback. And once again, if you can put it in your calendar, that is what creates a habit. Because right now you're like, yes, I'm going to go ask people for feedback, and then we do it one day, and it never gets past our 5-year-old. You know, it's like your 5-year-old says, you know what, you're not doing a very good job here. You never listen to me, and you're always on your computer. And then you're like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to ask anyone else. So go ahead, 21 days, make it into a habit.